The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time now for KZN Future 50, and for that we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Darren.
So which business are we featuring today?
We're going to be looking at James Seidel's business from Ample Power. And what they do is they design and install complete power solutions that incorporate all the options available. You know, typically you would find someone who works specifically in solar or in battery or has inverters or generators. They look at your use case and what you require, either as a top-end residential home or a business as a shopping center or a small factory or a warehouse, and identify the best combination of everything that can be used woven into and out of the very unpredictable Eskom environment.
Well, what qualifies them to be in KZN Future 50?
They were one of the first to really get into this industry already 15 years ago, and they have ridden out all the opportunists. Remember in the very early days when we started having these problems with Eskom, there were individuals, there were companies bringing in containers of generators. You would buy the generator, and the very next day that company had closed up. They'd made their money, that moved on, you had no one to service it. So they had ridden out opportunists. They have ridden out the government's inability to set and stabilize any feasible policy or subsidy structure around renewable energy and an antidote to Eskom. They have ridden out all the doubting Thomases, of which there have been many. You know, when you think it's going to come right because you believe the words, the empty words of politicians, you think it's going to come right, you think it's going to come right, so you hold back making the investment in empowering your own environment with either solar or some alternative energy solution, and then again it doesn't happen. In that period, over 15 years, they've seen what works, they've understood what makes a difference, they've understood how to optimize a solution for power, for electricity, for any consumer buyer, and it truly sets them apart because they're the stalwarts in this industry.
Where will Ample Power be in 5 years?
Well, you know, Darren, because they're so well established in the industry, they've always managed to stay slightly ahead of trends and changes in the industry. And I think they're now about to make a significant leap in that. And as a business, you want to lead trend. You want to lead the industry rather than follow your competitors. They've gotten access to one of the most exciting pieces of technology that I've seen. Across the very developed economies where you have multiple options of power providers, you classically have an app, and that app allows you to understand the tariffs and the rates of the different and various providers of electricity, and then lets you make the best decision for your home or your business. They're moving into that space, and that's where I believe the future of our entire industry lies. So with that, bringing that to life is where their next opportunity of real growth will come from.
What can KZN do to support Ample Power?
Well, there's a lot that we can do. You know, if you consider the cost of unreliable power supply right across business, right across households, right across education, in those environments, the challenge is everybody needs what they have. When you try and be everything to everyone, you can find yourself falling behind, being nothing to anyone. I think they are so well suited to, for example, the retailers out there who without electricity can't trade, the service stations that are out there who without electricity don't have safety and security around their fueling stations. They are so well suited to those businesses that are either franchise groups or privately owned. There's something else. Now, last week, the week before, we featured a brilliant business called IntelliSec with Denzel Stay, a real stalwart in the KZN environment around providing security solutions for business. His solutions are only as good as there is energy to power them. And I think Denzel and James should get together and have a conversation. They service the same clients, they could benefit each other enormously, and through that, it lifts and positions KZN as a reliable retail business environment.
Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us for KZN Future 50. Thank you, Pavlo.
Thank you.
Listen, we're edging up towards 50 KZN Future 50s. If you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, go to our website, ecr.co.za. There you'll find out all the information on all the companies featured so far.